guys, it's Brooklyn.
Hey guys, it's Mackenzie.
And welcome back to The Joke's on Us.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast.
You might see we have a special guest with us today.
Hey guys.
Woo! What's your name?
My name is Lane.
What?
Kind of crazy.
So we have a special guest today, and we are talking about a little fun topic that we are super excited.
ASMR with my crinkly
Mackenzie,
paper.
Do you want to tell us?
Brooklyn is no longer in charge of holding the microphone. She's doing so bad. Today we're asking Lane some questions, and Lane's going to ask us some questions. Are they going to get juicy?
I hope so.
We don't know.
So. Lane was trying to look at mine earlier.
I'm not good with surprises.
Your handwriting isn't any better than mine.
Well, but I'm a boy.
Oh, is that okay that his handwriting is bad because he's a boy? Is that normal?
Guess we'll find out. Maybe that's one of the questions. You know what? I'll start it off.
The joke might be on me.
The joke's on Lane.
The joke's on Lane. Well, okay. So, like we said, we're asking questions. Questions that girls don't know about guys and things that guys don't know about girls. So we're going to be asking each other, talking about them, getting into all the deets, and Brooklyn's going to be making faces the whole time. So let's get started. Brooklyn says she has her first question.
God, I'm horrified.
Are you scared?
A little bit.
Why do guys have to always chase the ball? Why can't they just wait for it to stop rolling before they pick it up?
I think, okay, so this is, I actually have a theory. So I feel like from like the very beginning, like men were just like, you know what, we're going to be those hunters. Okay. And so like now in modern times, like we're not like hunting the animal, it's the ball. And so like you got to, like it's the, like the ball is there. Like, heck yeah, my guy, I'm going to go chase that thing.
It's always, like, the most consistent ick that girls have for guys, it's always the ping pong ball chase. But really, it's, yeah, do you not, oh my gosh, you don't know? Imagine, like, a man, or a woman, I guess, in your case, chasing a ping pong ball. Like, just wait for the ball to stop. Just wait for it to stop before you go to get it.
But then, like, I have, like, then that means the ball, like it wins.
Then
it's not a game between you and the ball.
Or is it?
You know? All of life is a competition.
Like I get that.
Like, either the ball wins by stopping and it's in control, or I stop the ball and I'm in control.
But that's so icky. Chasing the ball. Ooh! You know? And it's like, it's not just a ping pong ball.
It's everything.
It could be a basketball. It could be a football, you know? It's like, ooh.
I was a music major.
So you never had to chase those?
I chased, what, pianos?
Next. All right, Lane, what's yours?
Okay, so my top, like, number one beef with the opposite gender would have to be, okay, so I grew up with a lot of female friends. Have just a lot of female friends in my life. And whenever they're like, okay, we're going to have, like, a girls' night, like, all by ourselves, no boys allowed, I'm like, okay, what, are we five? So why do y'all feel the need to, in the presence of your male friends, have an announcement or, like, a girls-only event?
Like, are you asking why we announce it or why we have it?
Like, I know why you have it. Like, we have boys' night, but, like, we don't, like, go around, like, announcing it in the presence
like, yo,
of...
yo, it's boys' night.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't have an answer.
Okay. I think I could, maybe. So, I feel like it's more, I feel like they want to rub it in. Mm-hmm. I don't personally, because I don't really plan anything ever, because I'm really bad at it. But I feel like some girls are like, OMG, I just really want to rub it in the guy's face. That way they know what we're doing tonight. You know? Kind of like that energy of like,
as
being,
a man,
like, try hard.
That's so icky and unattractive. They're like, oh, mysterious, like we're gonna hang out with the girls. But there's this one girl specifically we are around, and every time, like, I know she uses this to like bait the guys to like be like, oh, what are you doing? And also at the same time, that is the grossest ick that men actually talk about. We will talk about the girl that tries to be like
the
pick me. individual and be like, that is disgusting.
I think girls see it as like, oh, like a guy's gonna be like, oh wow, she's got plans. Like, that's attractive. So I think that's why girls do it.
And I'll be like, okay, you know, my 8-year-old cousin also has those same plans.
She has a sleepover tonight too. Dresses tonight. And glitter. You know, and sometimes for those adult girls it does too, so it's kinda scary. Jump scare.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Oh, okay. Are guys flirting with girls if they ask about dating advice for a friend?
No.
No?
I have never, as flirting, asked for dating advice for a friend, because then they're going to start asking all these different details about the friend, and I'm just not that good of a liar.
Real.
So, if you were just, like, asking for dating advice, you'd just be, like, straight up with it.
Yeah, if I'm asking you for dating advice, that means you're probably so far in the friend zone that there's no chance of getting out.
So real. Okay.
I feel like I'm watching a tennis match.
She's like, wow.
Oh, my God. This is good stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Real bad. Sometimes I get Jennifer Coolidge mixed up with cursive. So I'm like, oh, my God. I want a hot dog real bad.
Now that's the most attractive thing for a man right there.
Dead.
Yeah, so Jennifer Coolidge or cursive?
Which one's more attractive?
Say the hot dog thing again.
Oh my God, it makes me want
Jennifer Coolidge.
You just laughed straight in the microphone. So sorry for headphone users.
Do you know something that guys do that just makes me so like, ooh. Like if they were attractive in any way, they weren't anymore. A, the shaggy impression, or B, the Kermit impression. I can't do those.
I feel like I've never seen a man try to use that in his quote-unquote riz. Shout out Gen Alpha. I don't think I've ever seen a man do that intentionally to try to, like, get a woman's attention.
I've never heard of either of those things.
Ro-ro, Reggie? Like that one?
No, that's Scooby. Oh. That's a Shaggy. When he's always like, zoink, Scoob. And I'm like, ew. Oh.
Or like, no, I'm running the opposite way.
Buddy, I don't mind.
I'm running the opposite way if a guy is doing that to me. That's terrifying. That's
I would never
you.
Use that to try to attract a woman. Like, but a Miss Piggy impression?
Can you give us a taste?
No, no, no. I'm saying like that's the most attractive thing for a woman to do.
No.
I don't know. Like,
I was like,
ham? I don't know. Pork products.
Oh, gosh.
Shout out pork farmers.
Okay. Why do all guys think it's okay to call girls baby girl?
Baby girl, what's your name?
How real do you want me to get here?
Yes. Please. The people need to know.
As a man, I have... called a woman that I've been in a relationship with, baby girl, before. And she was okay with it. Like, it's like, okay, so I have someone, a colleague of mine. I one day had their phone and was reading their text messages. And
wait, is this a married, single, dating?
Married. Okay. His wife referred to him in text message as daddy. And he refers to her in text message as baby girl. And personally, I think it's a weird dynamic, and I think there's some, like, issues that they need to work out for themselves.
Okay.
But I don't think I've ever called someone, like, baby girl in, like, a serious manner.
Have you ever, when you're, like, flirting, you're like, hey, yo, baby girl, what's up? Like,
hey, yo, little mama, let me whisper in your ear, kind
of. I'm more of a little mama guy, not a little baby.
Mm.
Because, you know... I don't want charges. And moms.
You know what? At least they're of age. And that's really all that matters.
So real.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, Lane. Hit us with your next one.
Okay. So, as a man that has had, like, female friendships that are completely platonic, I've also been in relationships where the girl that I'm dating hates, absolutely hates the fact that I have, like, a girlfriend that I'm close to. How do y'all feel about that?
I personally think it's good when guys have girlfriends. I think there's such thing as, like, too close, too much of, a girlfriend. Like, yeah. She shouldn't be, like, dictating, like, your every move. But, like, if you're like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my friends and there's girls there, that's totally cool. That's chill.
I feel like it's more of a, like, A, if you trust that person enough. Mm. B, I think if you're hanging out with them more than, like, you're pouring into that relationship, that's the difference, because then they also still wouldn't trust you enough.
Not this episode turning into dating advice from three singles. bet you didn't know.
Two and a half.
Who's the next one to be getting in a relationship here? Okay. Jump scare. Crickets.
Well, no, literally, like, that did come up in my last relationship. Was
with the baby girl comment?
No, not baby girl. No, like the girl best friend thing.
Really?
Because, like, I have like some really close, like, y'all. Like, y'all are really close female friends of mine. And like, that was just a concern of hers a lot.
I just think, like, yeah, like you said, it just comes to how much you trust them.
I also think those girls should talk.
Yes.
I think they 100%. Should, like, be on the same page, being like, I'm not trying to steal your man. That's your man.
Or you could do like this.
I can take your man if I want to. But look, if you, I don't want to.
But it's always the most people that are doing
like,
those videos.
They're like, I can take your man.
You're like,
the
no.
Hot Cheeto girl.
What you can do is you can take a bath.
The real tea.
Okay,
real tea.
I have an ick about girls.
Go for it.
When they think that having greasy hair is stylish. Wash your hair. No one cares that you can go 26 days without washing your hair. It's not cool.
It's
just
not
wash
a challenge.
It.
And men find it really unattractive. Because you can't run your hands through that thing. What you are is running your hands through a vat of fry grease.
Wait, so does that mean, like, you see, like, a girl with, like, the slick back look? Like, you're like,
I feel like that's not the same thing as grease.
Well, because a lot of girls with greasy hair use, like, the slick back look to, like, tie it in. So it doesn't look like it's greasy. It looks like it's on purpose.
Yeah, and that's where it's like, okay, if it's, like, one day, wow, so pretty. If it's every day,
if it's 26
girl, if you can't afford your water bill, just let them know.
She's poor.
Greasy hair equals poverty.
This is too much.
Shout out all my impoverished homies.
Oh, my gosh.
That was me, too.
Brooklyn, do you want to ask the next question?
Yeah. Let me find one. My handwriting is actually really
bad. I love
really
the sound
bad.
Of paper. Now that's attractive.
Why do guys do this little, like, pant slap thing before they get ready to leave somewhere?
They're like,
all right, time to go.
They always, like, slide their hands down, too.
Yeah, they're like, and they, like, stand up and, like, leave.
I also have a theory about this.
Do you do this?
Huh? Yes,
I've
I do this a lot.
I've seen you do it.
I'll be like, okay, time to go, guys.
Can you show us an example?
It's like...
Me?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then they get up and leave.
Ick. I think it's a combination of a couple different things.
Okay.
One, we all have, like, bad knees. And so it's, like, almost like a preparation. It's like, okay, come on. Time to get ready and go. Come on, boys, let's go. But also, okay, so, like... You know how, like, judges have, like, gavels? Like, when they pronounce their judgment, it's like, boom. Like, that's it. Final. Period. Like, we're gonna go. Slap. That's the final judgment. We're going. We're out of here.
So they're making a statement that they're about to leave.
Yes.
I think...
Should girls start doing it?
No.
Oh, so it's only a guy thing.
Is it more of, like a courteous thing? Like, hey, this is my signal to you that I want to leave?
Yes.
That's a good.
Yeah, it's like a, you know when someone, like, starts stepping away from a conversation, like, starts, like...
They're like, I'm trying to leave, dog.
Yeah, and this is just, like, a better way of, like, when you're sitting, when you can't, like, scoot. Yeah, like, you can just be like
sliding off the couch. They're...
Lane's gonna be here like 2 minutes in. He's like, "All right, guys, what's the next question?"
No, but I think that's really like it. Really is just like a more of a try to be in like a courteous signal.
That makes sense.
Yeah, girls don't do that.
We should start.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times girls don't know when to leave a conversation.
That's real. That's fair.
I feel like a lot of the time, unless it's like a social event, our friends always want to leave.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. Good to know. They probably didn't know that, so.
Oh, another question from Lane. Okay. So. Okay. So, if you have a platonic guy friend. Okay. How do you want to be treated? Like, do you want to be treated like, oh, you're just another one of the boys? Or do you want to be treated differently? Do you want to be treated more like you would expect a guy to treat a girlfriend? Not necessarily to that extent, but, like, similar.
No.
I kind of look at, like, my brothers. Mm. Like, me and you, very sibling-esque. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't treat you different than I treat my brothers, and I wouldn't want it to be, like, they care, like, about my well-being, but, like, not anymore to, like, put me, like, first, you know? Because, like, that's kind of, like, a romantic thing.
So, like, all the wild jokes that we make with our boys, do y'all want to be included on that, or no?
Again, I look at it like my brothers. I don't have a choice but to be included, and... I can either leave, or I can laugh along.
Yeah.
So I would say I don't mind being included, but you know, ick about the girls who were like, we knew someone like this. It was like, I'm just one of the guys. You know, I just have so many guy friends. I'm like, oh my gosh, the guys love me.
If she says that, we actually don't like her.
Are you thinking who I'm thinking?
I think so.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can you tell me later?
Maybe. I was just going to say, Lane's friendship with us is just, like, so iconic. Like, I, like, have never, like, seen, like, a guy friend like Lane. Like, if you need friend advice, go to him, because he just knows how to do it right. He's, like, he's the best, like, friend we've had in our group. Like, he's friends with everybody in our house and everybody in our friend group, so.
And that's a miracle.
Well, I think he's friends with everybody.
So me and a friend went to a concert last night. Uh-oh. And they were like, they had this like small sermon in the middle of it. And they were like, sometimes it's just really hard to like everybody. And I shouted so loud, amen. And it got so quiet. And I was the only one that shouted it. And I was like, oh my God, that's embarrassing. I need to crawl away. Anywho. So sometimes it is just a real blessing that people can get along. That's all I wanted to share.
Thanks for preaching with us. That was really good. Next question.
Good word.
I think we've already answered this one. I was going to ask, can guys really have friends that are girls? Like, is that okay? I think
100%.
That. Yeah. So, next question. Juicy. Juicy for us. He's getting scared. How do you,
but I'm a Ravenclaw.
Oh.
Come on.
What are you, you're a Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
I'm outnumbered.
Stop that.
Fun Anywho. Fact, if someone, like, punches you hard enough in the armpit, you will poop. Continue.
Oh, my gosh. Anywho, how do you feel about dating apps where girls have to make the first move? Is it attractive when girls make the first move?
Are you on any dating apps?
I'm not on any dating apps.
Ooh. Are you on any dating apps, Brooklyn?
No.
Personally, I think dating apps, like, I think I have seen some people where it works out really well. Personally, I think they're kind of icky. Like, I would rather meet someone, like,
what?
Through school or through church or just, like, I don't know, through, like, a mutual friend than I would from, like, a dating app. Because, I don't know, I feel like, well, yes, like, there are some women that, like, make the first move. I feel like there should never be that level of confusion where a woman feels like she has to make the first move. Mm. If a guy truly wants to do something, like, he's going to do it, and he's going to, like, put the time and the energy and the priority behind it. like, man will sacrifice and scrimp and save. Like, these guys in my office, they will scrimp and save for the V-Bucks.
Wow.
But they might not do that for, like, a relationship. What is that? Fortnite, like, virtual dollars.
Oh.
And so, like, they'll scrimp and save for that. And so, like, they will make the effort and time to do that for a girl in the same way.
What is the one dating app where the girls save? Is that Bumble?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the guys that go on there are the ones that are scared to make the first move. Mm. But do you know who found someone on Bumble and yet again? Our good friend Mackenzie. Everyone tell Mackenzie to get off dating apps. Thank you. Thank you.
We had one friend of ours. She found a man on a dating app.
Not me.
We all met him one evening. Case in point, horrible idea. You can never tell if they're going to actually have well-fitting clothes.
That wasn't even a dating app. That was Facebook.
It was Facebook dating.
The ill-fitting pants.
The ill-fitting pants.
We love you,
My
friend.
Biggest ick is if you can't find clothes that actually fit you.
For guys and girls?
Guys and girls.
Everybody.
Like, even, like, a friendship way. Like, I'm sorry. It's, like, the number one thing. I'm like...
How do you feel about guys that, like, sag their pants? Like, go get a belt? Like, I'm seeing your underwear?
It's like, listen. No one wants to see it.
Right.
You look stupid. And I'm going to be like, bro, can you not afford a belt? Real. I'll be like, here, we'll go to Five Below. We'll get you something.
What's the difference between, like, baggy pants as like the style and like ill-fitting?
It depends on your build. Only certain builds can pull off the baggy pant look. Real. Me, I'm a boxy kind of guy. So if I wore baggy pants, they'd be like, this man can't find clothes. So I have to wear like much more like fitted pants.
Real.
Yeah, to in order to not look boxy.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Is it me?
Yeah.
Back to me?
Back to you.
Lame loves the paper. Why do all guys think they look good with a beard or a mustache? Mm. Except for Lane, apparently. Do you wish you... Can you grow a beard or a mustache?
So I shave every day.
Every day?
Every
Is
day.
Is that good for you? As girls, it's not.
Because I get, like, a really weird, like, 5 o'clock shadow going on.
I've never seen you.
That's because I shave every day. No one ever sees me before I have prepared for my day. Even at, like, camp, I would full-on shave, shower, face, skincare routine.
Lena's not into the lumberjack scene.
I'm not into the lumberjack scene. But I will say this. I feel like it, again, goes to, like, all these different ideas that, like, men get of masculinity. Mm. It's like, you gotta have the mustache, you gotta have the beard. I don't know
That's
why
real.
I sounded like Trump. but, like, they just, like, feel like they have to have it. Like, they're like, I gotta look like the cowboy or, like, the old-timey Western or whatever. And it's like, no, sometimes you just look like a creep.
You know, like, that, like, the indie mustache look that all the guys are into?
Yes.
I think about maybe 10 to 20% of the guys who have it can pull it off.
True.
Like, just because you can grow facial hair doesn't mean you should. Thank you for coming to my dead dog.
How do you feel about, like, the handlebar or, like, the swirlies? Like,
I think it looks good on, like, old Western folk men or, like, grandpas.
Yeah, you
Again,
have to
I think
be
it's
a specific
a
brand of cool to pull those off.
I personally like the guys that are, like, walking around and they're, like, whistling and they're, like, can't
like
whistle right now.
The 1950s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were born in the wrong time.
No, that's so sad. Man.
The men that are twirling their mustache and singing right now are on Medicare.
That's terrible. Oh, I never seen no boy our age twirl in the stash.
I actually haven't seen many stashes recently. Am I, like, blind?
I see, like, the little, like, goatee, mustache, like, chin strap kind of vibes going on.
Do stashes go out of style ever? Like, is that a thing? Because, like, you know, like, Y2K style, you're like, oh, it's like old.
I feel like they really do. If you look at, like, 1950s, 1940s, even, like, the 30s, facial hair was, like, non-existent for men during that time. Like, it kind of fell out of vogue.
I just feel like that's something I don't pay attention to.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's like men in World War II, or, like, we all pick, like, a war that we're fascinated by. For me, it's World War II. But, like, yeah.
I have a question that goes along with hair.
Okay.
Do you guys pay attention to, like, girls' like legs when they're, like, shaved? Because, like, I feel like every girl, like, before they, like, go out, they're like, I have to shave my legs because, like.
I don't think so, because y'all are usually a lot more conscious of it than we are.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you feel like you're the least bit, like, fuzzy-wuzzy, you're going to put on, like, long pants or something like that, and we won't even know. Also, any guy that's just, like, staring at your legs.
Are you not a legs guy? I know some people are. I'm short and stubby, so. That's kind of a plus in my book.
Some people are ankle people, too.
Mackenzie likes ankles. She stares at people's ankles. Both of... I keep mine covered.
My ankles are constantly out because I'm short.
I just would like to clarify for people. I don't stare at people's ankles, but I have said that people's ankles are attractive. I'm not, like...
We have free counseling here.
...out there looking. Thanks for that.
I'll send Mackenzie screenshots of people's ankles sometimes. So no one's ankles are safe.
How does Foot Locker affect you? We're like walking Whenever into to, like Payless.
When you go to try on shoes, are you scanning the scene?
Again, I don't stare at people's ankles. I don't walk into a room and be like,
oh. How did you know that you liked ankles?
This is giving you just looked at me up and down. I can't. Oh.
What's the ideal ankle?
Oh, that's going to be a question for a different podcast.
Got some hair on his. Is that better or worse?
I use an anklet, kind of decorate it, spruced up a little bit.
So, Lane, what's your next question?
Okay.
Is it feet too? How do you feel about toe rings?
What? That's gross. That was icky.
What? Is the most common guy behavior that y'all think is, like, creepy, or that girls think is creepy?
Staring.
Oh.
In every sense of the word.
Oh, gosh.
Because, like, you
like
could...
not going upstairs. Continue.
Stairs. Staircases. like, you could be gazing at me from across the room in the most... romantic way, and I'll be like, he's staring at me. I need to get out of here. He's gonna murder me. Immediately, that's where my mind goes. I'm like, this is it. These are my last moments on earth. I feel, I don't know why, I feel like this is just me, but that's so, like, to me, because, like, if I'm walking across the street and I notice a man, even we make eye contact, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. He knows everything about me. I'm like, I gotta run.
I would say the same thing. We had a friend, we went to the movies today, and the cashier was like, here's your money, and she was like, I was terrified for my life, so definitely that, yeah. Also, when guys, like, play fight, and they're, like, pushing each other, sometimes it gets a little scary, and it's icky.
I lived in a house when I was in undergrad, and all of the guys in our house, we would, like, invite our friends over, and we would have wrestling tournaments. Like, we would, like, fight. Like, fight club.
And did y'all ever get noise complaints for that?
No, but we broke a couple couches.
So, they're out here fighting, they ain't getting noise complaints, and we're out here painting, having a little cute night, just sitting there, just chatting up a storm, and we get a noise complaint.
Actually, the police showed up.
Because we had a noise complaint.
It's the sound of the police!
Anyhow, that was the question.
Okay. So, staring and play fighting.
Yeah. Good to know.
Do you have one for girls? Yeah? Please do share.
Okay.
I think we may do it.
I think the thing for guys that we just find so creepy.
He's so hesitant about this. Say it. Speak it. Just say it with your words. Come on. Give it to us. Straight. Oh no. Brooklyn, we do it. It's us. It's the thing that he finds most creepy is Brooklyn and Mackenzie.
If it's my laugh, I'm done.
It's like this is Shane.
Oh my gosh.
There seems to be just like whenever a girl likes a guy, there seems to be like this hyperfixation kind of idea where like everything is analyzed to bits and pieces. When for us, it's just not that deep. Like, we're going to think about it, but it's going to be more like a, wow, like she did that. That's really cool. Not like an all-consuming, he did this on this day. There's a timeline. I've been present while this has happened. And personally, like I love y'all. I love y'all so much. And I honestly love being included in those. But it's kind of creepy because I think about, like, is there a girl with her friends doing the same thing to me right now?
That's a real question.
That is,
and it kind of makes me feel violent.
You know what, that is a real quick. I had a dream the other day, and I was telling
you know who else
my
had
friends,
a dream? Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh,
my people.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Anywho, so diversity. I had a dream the other day, and I was telling a friend about it. And someone was in my dream that I knew, like, freshman year of college. I knew them. We had one class together. Like, we weren't friends, and they were just, like, but randomly in my dream. And she was like, do you ever wonder, like, how many dreams that you're in of other people? And I was like,
for real?
That's also kind of a question. Anywho, but that's a good point. And sometimes I think about that, and I'm like, we were reading through a bunch of, like, things that I don't understand about guys or whatever. And I was, like, reading, and it was, like, things that guys do that girls don't get. I was like, I do a lot of these.
I'm just a girl. Brooklyn is feeling called out in this week's episode. This one kind of goes with the same, like, vibe that we have. What is the biggest ick that girls do?
Okay, now y'all don't do this, and so I'm grateful.
We're safe.
But I think the thing that's the biggest ick for a lot of guys is girls that don't want to, like, have fun. You know what I mean? Like, those party girls cookies. That are so just, like...
like that. I can't go swimming to get my hair wet.
Yeah, know? I'm like, no. Like,
we're out here wanting to play mermaids.
As a guy, like, we're wanting to find someone to be, like, a partner in life. Yeah. And if you can't partner with me in the fun that we have, so I can't expect to, like, stand beside you when we're in a nursing home. And literally, that's the only thing we can do.
So real.
That's so real.
So I find it icky when girls don't want to have fun.
Real.
That is good.
Yeah. Good word.
That is a really good one.
In every sense of the word.
Yeah. In every sense of the word.
Because, like, do y'all ever see those videos where it's, like, the page dedicated to boys just being boys? And it's, like, them throwing a rock into the water. And we're like, heck yeah.
Like, a bunch of the ice ones?
Yeah.
Yes, I love those.
It's like, you know, like, I want someone that can appreciate throwing a rock into water with me.
Or.
And the girls that are just like.
Whenever, you know what I didn't like is a lot of the girls, it was it was the snowpocalypse, the Snowmageddon, and a lot of the guys would get in, like, the canoe and ride it down the hill, and I heard a lot of girls, and they were like, that's just so, like, why would you even do that?
That's so dangerous.
And then that video actually made it onto Barstool Sports.
It did.
And I was like, that's iconic, I love that
I went
so
down
much.
In the canoe.
Did you?
Yes.
Iconic.
It was great. I got a bruised coccyx from it.
Dead. I went down on a, you know, like those sunshades, like, that you put up on the window?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down on one of those, and it ripped into pieces while I was going down. So by the time I got to the bottom of the hill, I, one, hit a tree, and two, there was nothing under me.
You know that really steep hill by the Berg? When you're
yes.
going down. Okay, so.
Berg is the gym.
The gym. And it was, like, the roads were super icy. Like, they closed them down. I don't know how this car started driving, but one of my friends was literally going down, and he almost got ran over.
Oh.
It was
my gosh. That's crazy.
Friends.
That would have been iconic. Okay. Why are we...
It was
Oh.
Can we bleep that out?
It was bleep, 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 bleep. That's crazy.
Don't cuss at me.
I'm so sorry for my language. That's my bad. Who has
you got a question?
I think Brooklyn. I just asked a question. So.
I like this game.
Okay. Why do some guys think catcalling is cute? Kind of in the same realm as baby girl.
Baby girl. What's your name?
But it's just like, ugh. Or maybe like just like flirting in the wrong way. Like, why is that like some guys just like, I'm going to do that. She's going to love it. Why?
Okay. I'm going to geek out for a minute.
Oh.
So you know how male peacocks are, like, the most beautiful ones? Like, they have, like, the huge display of feathers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times, it's not even to, like, attract a mate. It's to ward off other potential mates for the girl.
Peacocks are scary, period.
And so...
You can't convince me otherwise.
True. It's kind of like they're... I almost think, like, a lot of guys think of it almost as, like, marking their territory. Mm. And, like, trying to impress the other guys around them to try to, like, get better standing. So, like, if I'm catcalling a girl, no other guy in my friend group is going to try to catcall her or do anything because, like, I've marked my territory. Ooh. I do not catcall women, by the way. I respect them too much for that.
That's so icky.
Okay, this one's kind of scenty.
Brooklyn is losing her microphone privileges.
So, this one's kind of scenty. What do you value most in a friendship that you have with a guy?
I just value that, you can be, like, so real. Like, honestly, like, I know that we've gone to Lane with friends and us and dating advice and stuff. So, like, honestly, like, I would do that with Brooklyn, and I can do that with Lane. Like, that, like, genuine, like, real, you know? Doesn't make sense? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, along the same lines, I would say honesty. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of with anyone. But if we're talking, like, I don't know, specifically guys, I would say, like, something that, like, I appreciate more out of guy friends than, like, say, girlfriends is, again, kind of the way that I look at my brothers is, like, somebody who that would, like, that would protect me, you know? Not in, like, a relationship way, but, like, the same way that my brothers would do it. Because, like, while they're still, they are just your friends, but, like, they are still, like, that, like, male kind of role in a way. But also just like just honesty again.
It's so pure. This episode is turning into compliment Lane. No. Compliment Lane.
I love this episode. Sorry, I said I was gonna unplug your grandma.
Jump scare.
I tried to get Lane to drink water and he wouldn't do it.
I haven't had water in literally months.
Send help. Send water.
Send water to us and we'll give it to Lane.
Just drink it.
It sounds like one of those commercials you get at Christmas for like the make a donation to build a well.
Every month, Lane does not drink water. And if you want to help this starving
small
Lane.
Donation of only 19 cents a day.
And we could hydrate Lane. And give him water. Oh.
I wonder if they're going to think that's like, oh, was that chicken in there
for
you? Oh. On a side note, the chicken from Moana is the best character in that movie.
Not going to lie, that's how I'm feeling right now. Today I woke up and I was like, real.
Okay, we have a fun little segment that we are beginning. You're our first. So, this segment is called Be So Real, where you can ask any question, dumb or not, funny or so deep. I'll start it off. Be So Real, what are clouds? Here's what I mean by that. I get precipitation. Don't get me wrong, but what are the white things in the sky?
Okay, so I've actually thought about this. Yeah, I thought about this before. Like, I think of it just, okay, so you know, like, when you're, like, making pasta, and, like, the steam is coming up, I think it's just, like, steam, and it's just, like, in a perpetual, like, steamy motion.
I'm sorry, can we go back to the way he just, pasta.
Pasta.
Thank you. Okay, continue. Okay.
But yeah.
I just, is it moving like that up there?
I feel like it is. I feel like it's just like a constant, like, big churning. Like, you know, like, left a good job in the city, rolling on the river.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I feel like it's like, get up, do.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the way that that song is in the movie Flushed Away eats.
I love Flushed Away.
We just watched it in our house this week.
I love it. You know, he's drinking the, what's his name? The guy who, like, breaks in, and he's, like, drinking that Coke. How does he? No, that's so real. Does anyone have a Be So Real?
Be So Real. Do you feel like every food can be categorized into soup, salad, and sandwich? Do you feel like that's a true statement?
Heck no.
No. Do you?
I didn't at first, but then somebody told me, and then, like, one day I was
like... How would
like,
you classify them? Like pasta.
Like a rack of ribs.
So, pasta, I think they said, is salad. Ribs is... I don't actually remember. Somebody convinced me of it one day, and I was like, yeah, well, yeah, that's so true.
Me going to the Red Lobster and being like, I had a salad, orders shrimp scampi.
Yeah, I don't, like, what if you get, like, a shrimp cocktail? But the shrimp isn't in there. It's on the rim.
You can have bread with soup.
Can I start? Never mind. Continue.
I disagree to yours. I don't think everything can be categorized.
Okay, real.
Fair.
Do you have a pizza real?
We actually didn't tell Lane about this, so...
Yeah, I'm flying by the seat of my pants here.
Just a minute.
Okay, be... So absolutely real. okay, so this might seem silly.
Silly goofy.
Any more than butter clouds.
I don't understand why, like, short shorts are not acceptable attire for everyday living.
Oh, that's so real.
Like, walking into, like, I want to be able to wear my 4-inch inseams into church, into work, and not be judged.
Well, and, like, there's so many different types of shorts that, like, they can, like, they can look nice. They can look professional.
They can.
So why aren't they allowed?
Because yeah. I am a short guy, and I just wear my shorts.
Girls wear dresses and rompers, and that's okay. But if you take off the top part of the romper, it's unacceptable.
Mm. Okay. Romp hems. The male rompers. Have y'all seen those?
I have not.
Thing? Yes.
Isn't it just like a shorts onesie?
Yeah, basically.
So a romper. I don't know why I worded it like that. Continue.
Like romp her, romp him. Get it?
Oh!
Is that...
That's iconic, bro. Is that...
Like, I want to wear them, and I've been told that I would get clowned.
This is another segment called The More You Know.
I think you should wear them.
Uh-huh.
Be so real.
I'm being so real.
I have another.
The way that men like think about like war and battle, what is the female equivalent?
Are you saying like the question that was going around, like how many times do you think about the Roman Empire, like that kind of?
Yes, that kind of vibe. But like you ask the man, if maybe not the Roman Empire, but sometimes like the Civil War, World War II, something like that.
Like how many times do you think about war? Like what is the equivalent for girls?
Yeah.
For me, it's World War II.
Which is why our friendship is so beautiful.
I wrote so many papers on World War II. Hacksaw Ridge, to be specific. Thank you very much. Desmond Doss, a real hero. Thank you.
Mine is how many times I can leave school or quit my job.
Mm-hmm. Can concur, she does do that.
I'm just a girl.
I could write a paper on how many ways I could leave my school or quit my job.
It's like Dumb Ways to Die, but Mackenzie's version.
I freaking loved that game. Wow. Like the little app version.
It was a game?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
As a show.
No, there was like a little stick figure game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really great.
It was weird. Do you have another one?
Yeah, I have one more. Okay. And this one kind of stumps people. Or they just look at me like I'm stupid and then just be like, why don't you know? Be so real. Where does wind come from?
She's asked me this before, and I don't know.
Because here's my thing. Just like the clouds, are we not, is it not the same clouds that existed 20 years ago in the same wind? Where does it go? Does it end?
I feel like it just never ends.
It's just recycled?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to get geeky.
Does the wind we feel here, do they feel it on the other side of the world? Like, does it keep going?
I feel like it, like, gets there eventually.
Yeah.
Like, it's ongoing motion that never stops. So, like, the wind we're feeling here today, like, the people on the other side of the world are feeling it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Good question.
Okay, so, like, do y'all ever watch the weather?
Yes.
Like, you know when they have, like, little jet stream thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's the same thing.
The jet stream?
Yeah, so it's, like, the way that, like, so, like, you know how, like, whenever you have, like, weather systems and they're, like, moving in, like, a certain direction? So, like, usually they come from this.
Oh,
it's
like, because, how, like, we were watching the storm today.
Like, yeah, it's, like, the weather is coming from a direction and going somewhere. So I feel like that's, like, just wind. I feel like God was just, like, we're going to put, like, some, like, cold air on this side, hot air on this side, and they're just going to, like, move around. Like, kind of like a lava lamp. And just, like, change shapes, directions, and all that sort of stuff. And so, like, that's the wind. And so the wind is just, like, constantly where those two things are, like, meeting and moving.
But where does it, like, where did, does it, so it's never.
I think it never
started
ends.
Back then. And yeah. It's just.
God just said wind. And it was like.
So the jet stream, you know how, like, when you're on a plane and you go, if you're going one way, you can get there faster as if you were going the other way because you're in the jet stream.
Not like that one thinking, part in Finding Nemo.
I was thinking the commander in Jetstream from Sky High.
Oh.
Yeah. I was thinking the Finding Nemo where, like, they just ride a little current.
That's good, too.
I wish I was a turtle. That's good, too. Current just being, like,
just zoomed along.
Either that or, like, the Quick Trip hot dogs.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Girl, they're fire.
No.
The taquitos there also. Fantastic.
Taquitos.
Also, the donuts.
Wow.
I've had the croissants.
Boys.
Yeah. Anywho, thank you so much, Lane, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This has been an interesting podcast. It's been really good, though.
Talked about everything.
I feel like it was insightful, informative.
Do you have a wise word you want to leave the fans with?
Mm. Look me right in the eyes.
Oh.
Stop trying to manipulate the circumstances in your life. God's going to order them exactly how they're supposed to be.
Wow.
Ooh, come on. That's a word.
Wow. That was good.
Follow my podcast at The Lane Cavler Show.
Is that real?
I'd listen to that.
Launching today. This is our first episode. I'm actually copywriting this for me.
We're rebranding. You guys didn't know that. Wow. Well. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at The Jokes on Us Pod and watch this on YouTube.
And we'll also have Lane's socials listed.
Go Hi. Follow Lane. Bus, bless, and hate less, everybody.
Oh, yes. Preach. Well, thank you, Lane.
See you.
Gracias.
See you on the...